Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Mic check, mic check. Folks, Rumble has been getting attacked, and so did Nino's Corner.tv. So the developers are on that, and it should be taken care of. So we're just waiting on that to get done. So I know all of you that are impatient, I'm sorry. It's they're working on it right now. But I heard Rumble's also getting attacked. I had trouble uploading videos yesterday on there, so I think that's what's going on. So obviously, as we get closer to November, as we get closer to October, these things are going to start happening a little more often. So just understand. I hope you guys understand this and you bear with me, because this is war. It's an information war, and they're doing their best. And as we close in on October to November, they're going to want to control the complete narrative. So. That's why it's going to be harder for people like me to put information out there. Thank you for the super chat. The super chat's working. My Venmo is up and going. Venmo is D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. When the lights go out, folks, when the lights go out on Amazon, just leave an honest review. And then my mama's book, folks, The Mexican Mix. Leave an honest review on both of them. That's all we care about. I'm trying to get to 500 reviews, you know. Noble Gold, folks. I got to knock these out. Noble Gold, folks. This is an important one. Noble Gold CEO Colin Plume thinks quantitative tightening is setting up the stage for a gold rally. In his interview with the National Desk, Plume said the tightening is pushing the dollar up. However, he predicts that by next year, the Fed will print money again to restart economic activities. If you're thinking of gold and silver right now, Noble Gold is giving a free American Eagle coin with every eligible IRA and 401k in September. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold, folks. You really can't. I mean, I'm part of this. You need to start getting gold and silver. You have to. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com, or simply hit the link below. Hit the link below, folks. Hit the link below. Spotify's Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. I threw some cold water on my face. I got it all over my shirt. It's kind of like when I eat spaghetti. I get it everywhere. Oh, boy. Okay, so Spotify is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. That's starting to pick up now. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. My Truth Social is David Rodriguez Boxer. Rumble is also Nino's Corner. Twitter, Twatter. I fucking hate that platform. Nino Boxer. Patriotwear, bing, right there. Get some cool shit. I got a lot of cool gear on patriotwear.com, folks. Patriotwear.com is where it's at. Get all your cool gear. Tumblers for your football games, your hot coffee, your cold juice. Nino's Corner, folks. I have Derek Johnson up there now. Derek Johnson's up there. I have Juan O'Shaven coming on again probably today. Going to give us an update on what he sees happening down the pipeline. I have The Ghost is up now. The Ghost is up there talking about breaking the shackles of the Matrix. Very interesting. Very good. Talks about government, religion, how they all work together to control what? Your mind. Your mind. Your mind is the prize. That's why they work so hard to censor people like me. I have Mark Huffman. I got Dane talking about geoengineering. I have Alex Jones coming on. Alex Jones coming on next week. Now, let's see where this interview goes. I think he wants to push his book, The Great Reset. But I'm going to try to get some questions in there. This guy is, you know, whether you like him or hate him, Alex Jones is one of the original godfathers of waking people up. Now, he did a spectacular job at that. I watched him back in the day. So whatever your thoughts are about the man, that's on you. That's your opinion. I'm bringing him on. And, you know, I'm honored to have a guest with that kind of name, Alex Jones. Big guest. That's coming on ninoscorner.tv. And without further ado, folks. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah. Fuck. David's nuts. He's just so crazy, that guy. I don't know. I can't watch him. He makes my blood boil. He makes me want to have I think I'm going to have an aneurysm when I watch him. So Trump and Biden pound the war drums, folks. They're pounding the war drums. Very cryptic messages from both of these men. Very eerie, silent, like with a punch. It was like, ugh. I felt it. I felt Biden's speech. It made me very angry. It was like the geriatric Hitler. I'm like, I just can't take him seriously. He's threatening war. I'm a threat. Everyone's a threat. But this guy needs to be in a fucking wheelchair. And the whole time I'm wondering, is he going to shit his pants again? So anyway, Trump and Biden pound the war drums, both very cryptic messages. And if you're not paying attention, you ain't going to make it. You're just not going to make it. It's happening whether you like it or not. What's coming is coming. They both relayed very serious messages to the public. And if you're not paying attention, you're a fucking idiot. That's it. You are. Some things we got to be aware of, folks. Title IX. You need to be aware of this. You need to be aware of Title IX, which is Biden's largest aggressive social engineering overreach in history. Social engineering overreach in history. Federally mandated indoctrination of children, folks. And how are they going to do this? The new expansive regulation will affect at least 77 million children. And is the normalization of gender identity ideology. So they're going to normalize this now. So when your kids go to school, your tax dollars are going to pay for them to get indoctrinated by this horse shit. So this will now be part of the school curriculum. This is going to be part of the school curriculum. That's why when I have kids, I am going to, there's no choice but to homeschool them. But then, you know, these, your kids, it's like 107 says, your kids are going to have to go to school and the work. Well, your kids are hopefully not go to school, these kids, but you're going to have to be in a workplace with these people when your kids are older. So if it's going to hit at least 77 million kids where they're going to be indoctrinated in this garbage, then your kids are going to have no choice but to have to deal with these nutcases. They're going to be fucking nuts. This is going to take off. It's going to take off. And the brainwashing, as soon as this goes through and it's the curriculum. The other day I had a story on about Franklin High School teacher here in El Paso. And I don't know if you guys saw that. I touched on it for a little bit about a Franklin High School teacher. I think she was an English teacher talking about like, ooh. If you want to have sex with a five-year-old, it's called MAPS, minor attractive persons. Don't label them. We have to get along with demons. We have to normalize demons. It's these type of people that I have a fucking problem with. It's these type of people right here. Good news is, folks, I'm going to read you this article. This shortly after I put out the broadcast. People got fucking pissed. And El Paso, Texas, the EPISD Board of Trustees voted unanimously Tuesday to allow the superintendent to begin the termination process of a Franklin High School teacher who told students to refer to pederasses. I can't say the word because I'll get, censored. Pederasses as MAPS or minor attracted persons. Izzy, thank you. A video that surfaced last week revealed Franklin High School teacher Amber Parker saying her name was Amber Parker. Okay, here we go. A video surfaced that revealed Franklin High School teacher Amber Parker. A pederast sympathizer. Oh, boy. Stop calling them that. Stop it. We're not going to call them that. We're going to call them MAPS, minor attracted persons. So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old. Don't judge them. This bitch should have been taken out in a straitjacket. She's fucking sick. And this is a disease that's being pushed through mainstream media, schooling, and now churches. I just had Dr. Father John, a canceled priest, on my show on ninoscorner.tv. Standing up for what's right. And guess what, folks? They cancel them. They cancel them. Letting evil win. How do you do that? Because what you do is you confuse the people. You use their Christian values against them. And you confuse them by this. By how? By this. What's wrong is right. Have sympathy for them. Have sympathy for people who hurt children. Oh, they can't help it. They can't help it. Be not, aren't you Christian? Oh, let the illegals come through the border. Aren't you Christian? Open your doors up to them. I don't see one fucking liberal opening their doors to these people or helping them or adopting an illegal migrant. I don't see it happening. Kathy Griffin, Kathy Griffin, this fucking nut. Kathy Griffin threatened civil war. She threatened civil war on Republicans. If you don't want civil war, vote for Democrats in November. Nobody is except the fucking nutcases. Oh, and like we're going to be scared with Kathy Griffin. Who's the ones who have all the ammo and the guns? What are you going to do? Picket? Picket outside? Scream at people. We're coming into it, folks. We're coming into it, and the war drums are pounding. The war drums are pounding. And here's how I see it. Here's how I see it. I mean, if you watched Biden's speech, it was fucking evil, dark, demonic. And you know what they're pushing for. And I've always said, folks, don't give it to them. I say do everything peacefully. This is bigger than what any of us can comprehend. Me, myself, I don't even go to, you know, I went to the Reckoning event, but I don't really go to events. I don't go picketing, protesting. I see no point in it for me. I mean, I do all my stuff right here on this little box. So now, folks, declaring war on America. It's here, folks. Any American loving patriot is now the target. So he's billed all of you targets. Because why? They want to send you into this liberal utopia or dystopia. And we're threats. We stand in the way of that. We stand in the way of a new world order. We're considered nationalists because we love our country. And you're a direct threat to the globalist agenda. The war drums are beating, and there is no way out of this situation. I don't see a way out of it. I mean, he made it very clear. They both drew their lines in the sand, folks. It's been drawn. It's been drawn for a while. But it takes me to, you know, whenever I hear a speech from Biden and then the rebuttal from Trump, I think to myself, wow, this is sure playing in the hands of who? I don't know, Albert Pike, who wrote about the three world wars and how civil unrest was very important for America to be taken down. So, you know, they're stirring up civil war, folks. It's as plain as day now. I mean, if you don't see it, you're fucking blind. And I don't think we've ever been in a climate or atmosphere where it has been this thick. But I think what they're trying to do, folks, well, here's my take on this. What I think they're trying to do is the last flush of undesirables, because the only people that they see fighting are going to be the high testosterone, country-loving men and women, that will be out there fighting for the country. So they think, well, let's just let them all kill each other off. Let's just let them kill each other off. And then the only people that will be left, obviously, will be the cowards and the mice of men, the people that stay in, don't raise their voice ever. I don't know. When I watched both Biden and Trump's speech, they were both very cryptic, very, very cryptic, very cryptic. And no mistake about it, folks. I do believe the war drums are being hit. Thank you, Asher Nelakar. Nothing's going to stop the vet militia as well. I understand. I'm not going to say I don't understand. I get it. I totally get it. But I can't back. I can't come on a public platform, folks, and back violence. I can't do it. You know I can't do that. So oh boy. So the geriatric Hitler speech, the seeds of Biden's democracy speech sprouted long before the Mar-a-Lago search. But the actions of Trump and his supporters, along with threats of violence, sped up Biden's need to address the situation and the nation. So what they're saying is, ooh, the raid is what they were hoping to spark anger in Trump supporters. Get them mad. Get them on the streets. I still see an arrest coming. And that's when you all are going to really get pissed off. I still see that coming at some point because they need a spark. They need the spark for this. It's like banging two rocks together. They need the spark. President Joe Biden's speech warning about assault against American democracy by Donald Trump and his core followers was an election reason to call to arms unlike anything in modern American history. I mean, I was coming out of my skin watching this. It made me feel sick. It also was months in the making. See how the liberal media backed this guy for his hate speech, but Trump, everything Trump said, he could fart. And they'd be like, ah, it was hate speech. He farted. Aides said that Biden has been planning to give a version of Thursday night's address since the past June, relaying he wanted to speak on what he saw as increasingly grave threats to the nation's democracy. You're the fucking threat to democracy. Are you kidding me? You see how they turn it? They switch it. They're the threat. But they gaslight and say, oh, you guys are getting mad. You guys are getting mad. You're the threat. But events continue to get in the way of its delivery. Pressure built over the past few weeks, they said, amid a number of developments, GOP primary victories of a number of 2020 election denying candidates in state and federal contests, combined with the consolidation of support around Trump, jolted the White House. Biden told associates that he barely recognized the Republican Party with which he could once work, seeing a personality cult instead. Nah, we're just awake now. People are just awake now. That's what it is. You can't do your evil in the light because we see you. Threats made against federal agents in the aftermath of FBI's search in Trump Mar-a-Lago's home also outraged President Biden. Biden saw echoes of what happened 18 months ago when officers lost their lives defending the U.S. Capitol. Oh, sir. Okay. We'll believe you. Oh, boy. The bullshit. That's why his little beady eyes are so black. Have you noticed Biden's eyes? They're like little beady eyes. They're all black. No soul. It's because he's so full of shit. They're up to his eyeballs. Oh, boy. Biden saw that because of what happened 18 months ago when officers lost their lives defending the U.S. Capitol. The actual writing of the speech started about 3 weeks ago with John Meacham, the historian who has had a hand in a number of Biden's most sweeping speeches. Helping the framing. So after that demonic speech, and I must reiterate, folks, I got to say it again because obviously lots of people watch me. I am not about any kind of civil unrest or violence. We cannot give it to them. I preach peace. I preach God. I preach prayer. Ronald Jarvis coming at you live from the apocalypse. Thank you, Ronald. Then Trump comes back. Trump has a rally. He comes back. So after Biden lays that out, basically declaring war on America, Trump follows up with his rally speech and is just as cryptic, folks. But it should have been at least a little comforting, because if you dissect it and really look at it, it was at least hopeful. It gave you some faith, right? And if you start to put everything together with what Juan O'Savin says, Derek Johnson, who's come out from the military and said, look, I know what I'm watching. And that's on ninoscorner.tv, folks. You know, these hosts, these alternative media hosts, 2024. They're removed from reality. And I'll be the first to say it, because I look at them like, you're doing an injustice to people. You are. You're full of shit. You're just as bad as the left because you're preaching bullshit. We know where we're at. Don't insult my intelligence, my audience intelligence, anybody who knows what the fuck's going on in the country. You motherfuckers out there that are coming out going, 24, hip hip hooray. What are we going to do? Like everything's okay. Fuck out of here. So Trump's follow-up is just as cryptic if you listen to it. So he referred to the boogeyman, and you know when I say boogeyman, you all know what I mean by that, as the China dust. He referred to the so-called handover. So he did state handover. He said handover, peaceful transition of power. To Biden. So you got to look at this and think, was it the peaceful transition to Biden, or was it the peaceful transition to, I don't know, maybe something like the military? I don't know. You got to break this down. He referred to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg as a weirdo, claiming Zuckerberg, and he said that Mark Zuckerberg visited him last week, and he came to the White House. Excuse me, what's going on here? Mark Zuckerberg visited you last week at the White House? Wait a minute. What are you talking about? See, that right there, all of you should be like, all right, your ears should go up and think, wait a minute here. Something ain't right. Something ain't right. Robin Beale, thank you. Visiting him at the White House. What is Mar-a-Lago? What's going on here? These should raise your ears up, folks. All of you should be aware of what's happening. This is, to me, Trump coming out and speaking the way he did was very, very, almost comforting to me, because I'm like, okay, bing, bing, bing. He's right. That's what I suspected. So it's there if you listen. If you dissect it and you're truly paying attention, it's there. You just got to dissect it properly, understand it. So now Biden and Trump have now mutually declared each other enemies of the state within just the last few days, folks. So now here we go, going into October, November, and this is when I think, and it's my opinion, shit's going to get bumpy. So the stage is now set. This is from Christian Ice Age Farmer. I took this from him. The stage is now set, and an extraordinarily dangerous show is about to begin. The USA likes to do things bigger and better, and this will be no exception. Once this kicks off, there will be no stopping it. And I expect escalation of crises and conflicts worldwide. Keep your wits about you and continue moving away from the system towards self-sufficiency in food, energy, medicine, local markets, currencies, radical and rapid decentralization, and the only way forward. Is the only way forward. Comms will go down at some point. I am grateful and honored to have shared this space with you. Godspeed and God bless. That's from Christian, the Ice Age Farmer. Look, yeah, I agree. It's coming. But I think from what I understand, it's gonna get worse, escalate, and then it's gonna be boom, a fast boomerang. And then guess what? It's not us. It's them that's fucked. Just saying. I remember when I started boxing, I said, I'm going to be undefeated. Now, if you know anything about my boxing history, I was undefeated, 36-0. And I knew it, like Tuesday follows Monday, that I was going to be undefeated. And it wasn't until in my mid-30s when I got knifed and a few other things, my mental state went disarray. I lost focus. That's when I lost. But before that, 36-0. And that's how I feel about this, folks. We're going to win this and big. And it is going to be a Red Sea moment. And when it happens, these people, I think there's going to be a suicide week or weeks. They're going to start pointing fingers, flipping on each other, belly flopping. It's going to get bad. And it's going to be fucking glorious. Ha ha! Capitol Report, Judge grants Trump special master, U.S. ambassador to Russia stepping down. In a win for former President Donald Trump in the DOJ's ongoing investigation into the documents seized from his home, a Florida district judge has granted Trump's request for a special master, blocking the DOJ from using sensitive documents for investigation purposes. I can't read sometimes, but I think my mind works too fast for my mouth. All right, President Joe Biden again targeted MAGA Republicans Monday. What did he say? And how did Trump respond to Biden's remarks over the weekend? Is the military focusing more on social issues rather than effective cooperation? Retired Army Colonel Darren Guab, I think that's how you say his name, joins us to discuss. So they are. I think they are paying attention to more social issues. And this whole FBI raid was based on literature from liberal syndicates. That's how they do it. But they're in trouble, folks. They're in panic mode. They are in deep shit. And everything the deep state's doing right now are panic moves. They're panic moves. They've never had to play chess. And now they're learning on the job. Bill Barr, you know, I'm real confused on this guy, Bill Barr. I don't know. Fuck. You know, I don't know whose side this guy's on. Is he a black hat, a white hat? What's your all thoughts on that? Let me see it in the comments here, because I'm kind of one foot in, one foot out with this guy. I think he's a white hat, maybe playing a black hat role. I don't know. Bill Barr says that judge was wrong in ruling to appoint a special master in the Mar-a-Lago investigation as Trump requested and urges the government to appeal the decision. I don't know about this guy. I don't know. Usually when I don't know about someone, I just chalk him off to being a piece of shit. But I don't know this guy. I don't know. Something tells me he might be playing both sides or he's an undercover white hat. I don't know. Former AG Bill Barr called a Trump-appointed judge's decision in the Mar-a-Lago investigation wrong. A federal judge ruled to appoint a special master to review evidence that the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago. I think the government should appeal it, Barr told Fox News. I mean, he's openly coming out to be a piece of shit. But what hand is he playing? That's what I want to know. That's why we're playing chess here, folks. We're playing chess. I want to get your thoughts on that. Bill Barr is like a chameleon, yeah? I don't know about Barr, double agent, Bill Barr thumbs down. Yeah, you guys, I don't know either. I don't know either. That's why I have Nino's investigators. I watched South Park the other day. Oh, boy. That's my favorite character on there, I think. Oh, boy. I think I had a teacher like that. All right. Mark Levine's turntables on the FBI over controversial photo included in DOJ court filing, a grossly negligent use of classified documents. Mark Levine suggested Wednesday that FBI agents who raided Mar-a-Lago may also have violated the Espionage Act, the same federal law that former President Donald Trump is accused of possibly violating. What is in the background? The search warrant used to raid Mar-a-Lago last month revealed that Trump is under investigation for possible violations of the Espionage Act. And then they break it. Oh, boy. If you haven't seen the Derek Johnson interview on ninoscorner.tv, you're missing out, folks. Ninoscorner.tv is going to be critical coming into these 2 months. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's only $4 a month. It's $3.99. And I tell you, folks, it's just a cup of coffee for me. And I'll tell you what, it's the one-stop shop for the deep, dark underbelly of what's going on. And if I ever get blasted on YouTube, you know where to find me. Bing, right there. Ninoscorner.tv. I'm bringing on a lot of important guests. And I cover all sides, folks. I just had Patrick Berge on there as well. So everyone gets their chance and a platform on Ninoscorner.tv. Pelosi seeks ambassadorship to Italy if GOP wins House majority in midterms. I think she's going to be going somewhere else. Just my opinion. I don't think she's going to be going anywhere. Not to Italy, that's for sure. All right. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is planning her next move for an expected Republican victory in November. Sources tell Fox Business that Pelosi wants President Biden to nominate her to become the next U.S. ambassador to Italy if the GOP takes the House majority in the midterm elections. Biden is holding the spot for the speaker, sources say, which is one reason he has yet to fill the position since taking office. Speculation earlier this year that a Pelosi ally and former Wall Street executive wanted the job has shifted with the increasing likelihood that the GOP takes the majority. There was no clarity yet on how a new Senate will react to Pelosi's nomination, but there was a mixed reaction to her in the role from sources this week. And if you listen to Trump's speech, folks, it's clearly telling you Trump's speech is clearly, if you were listening and really understanding what he was saying, we don't have 24. We don't have it. We don't have it. And that made me happy. Made me happy because I know my fingers are on the pulse, folks. In a breaking report, United States District Court orders Biden administration officials to turn over big tech collusion docs, including Dr. Fauci, a White House press secretary, and others. UN Education Agency launches war on conspiracy theories. So in other words, the thought police, folks, it's happening in the UN. It's kind of like the Ministry of Truth. They want to control people who think. They all want you dumbed down, stupid little fucking drones, like the government drones. Don't think. Don't ever try to think. Anyone who thinks is a conspiracy theorist, even though they're like batting 100-0. United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, better known by its acronym, UNESCO, is escalating the global war and on ideas and information it considers to be misinformation and conspiracy theories. According to the Paris-based UN Education Agency, which released a major report on the subject for educators this summer, conspiracy theories cause significant harm. Okay? They cause significant harm and form a backbone of many populist movements. So we can't have that. You got to believe in our science and everything that we tell you. Believe in our politicians. Don't question it. You're not allowed to question anything. Don't question it. Don't think for yourself. Who taught you that? Who told you to think for yourself? We got to all follow the sheep off the cliff. All of us. Come on now. Among other concerns, conspiracy theories foster and reinforce harmful thinking patterns and exclusive worldviews, the report said. Yeah. They also reduce trust in public institutions and scientific institutions. So they reduce trust. I don't know, like your government and scientific institutions, like, I don't know, NASA? Which can drive people to violence or decrease their desire to reduce their carbon footprint. Ooh, because we got to believe in that too. Go electric. UN officials arguing in the document. Yeah. So, you know, like conspiracy theorists said all this was going to happen. They're like, then they were right. I don't know. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. Beware. I got to tell you, folks, I've had friends who are like, oh, that's just Dave. He's conspiracy man. And now they're calling me going, dude, what's going on? Why is this happening? What's going on over here? What's happening over there? Nah, it's called having a higher IQ than you. And then it's having spiritual awareness you don't have. That's what it is. I'm smarter than you. And I have a spiritual awareness you don't have. Go back to sleep. Go back to work. Go take care of your kids. Get up 9 to 5. Do what you do. Work for the government. Pay your taxes. And let me do the thinking. Go back to bed. Go back to bed. Oh, I can't stand these fucking idiots. You know, it's hard. It's hard because the smart person, when you're surrounded by a bunch of dumb shits, the smart person always looks like the crazy guy. The crazy guy. Why? Because they can't relate to you. So they have to bill you as crazy because you're too smart for them. Oh, that's just Dave. You're the boxer, you know? You're the boxer. Not understanding the whole purpose of my boxing career was to fulfill something inside of me spiritually. Most fighters I know, the ones that can still talk after they've been hit in the head so much, they're extremely smart and extremely spiritually aware. And that's why I put up that challenge to many UFC fighters and boxers. It's up to us, guys, because these normal folk ain't going to do it. Here is a flight log of pederasts. Pederasts flight log. I got this from His Glory and Amanda Grace. So don't get mad at me. Get mad at them. So yeah, I watched their show, and I trust Amanda and His Glory. And they got the flight book. Here's the Epstein's book. I'm going to read some names for you of some people that I guarantee you are not sleeping at night. And they're going to go somewhere very bad. Okay. I know that we're going to win this, and their time, the clock's ticking for these pieces of shit. And it's only a matter of time. I promise you it's only a matter of time because we win. And I would say no more than, I'm not going to put a prediction out there because I know what happens. But I'm going to say that it's not much longer until these people are swooped up. Swooped up when it happens, because that's how it's going to happen. So here's some flight log names. This source is from His Glory and Amanda Grace. So that's where I got this from. I have not double checked it. I have not validated it. So you all might want to do that. But I thought it'd be interesting to read these names off. And you all can do the investigative work. I was going to leave it out because I didn't have a check to fact check this thoroughly. But I do trust His Glory and Amanda Grace. So do you guys want to hear it? Do you guys want me to read this? Like I said, this is from His Glory and Amanda Grace. They read this out loud. Give me a thumbs up if you want me to read this, or I'll just skip it. Read, thumbs up, yes. All right, here we go. All right, so Epstein's book. All right, first on the list, Bill Clinton, you don't say. All right, second, George Mitchell, Michael Bloomberg, Andrew Cuomo. I got to guess that one, Andrew Cuomo. Barbara Walters, Alec Baldwin. Of course, Alec Baldwin. Ralph Fiennes, George Hamilton, Dustin Hoffman, Kevin Spacey, Liz Hurley. That kind of surprised me. Laura Holton, Janice Dickinson. Wow. I think I met her once. Naomi Campbell, Christy Turlington, Henry Kissinger, Joan Rivers. Really? I wouldn't have expected that one, I don't think. Courtney Love. I would have expected that one. Yeah, Courtney Love. I still, it's very, you know, I think she killed Kurt Cobain, but what do I know? I don't know. There's a movie called, a documentary called Bleached Out, I think it is, about Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain. That's a good one to watch. Mick Jagger, Courtney Guest, Phil Collins. Can you coming in? What is it? Feel it in the air tonight, or coming in the air tonight? I don't know. Whatever. Phil Collins, Simon Le Bon, Charlie Rose has been there. Richard Branson, Candice Bruschel, Tom Ford. Vera Wang, Nadia Byerlin. We got some more here. Co Stark, Seth Green. I believe that one. James Gunn, Dan Schneider, Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Stephen Colbert. I kind of guessed that one. Jimmy Kimmel. No wonder you hate Mike Lindell so much, huh? Barack Obama, duh, of course. Kathy Griffin, the one that's declaring war on all of us. She doesn't want certain things getting out, I guess. Oprah Winfrey. Let that one sit. Oprah Winfrey. Seth Carter and Beyonce Knowles. Sean Carter and Beyonce Knowles. Anthony Kiedis. Wow. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, the demon. That one is obvious. John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. Jim Carrey. Well, alrighty then, Jim Carrey. Steven Tyler. Ben Affleck. Stephen Collins. Will Ferrell. Eminem. Chicka-chicka Eminem. Eminem. Chicka-chicka-chicka-chicka. Slim Shady. Eminem. Jeffrey Jones. Victor Salva. Mark Rector. Charlie Sheen. I could have guessed that one too. Tyler Gresham. Madonna. Katherine Hudson. Gwen Stefani. James Franco, Will Smith, welcome to Miami. Welcome to Epstein Island. Oh, boy. Justin Roiland, John Cusack, Anderson Cooper, Demi Moore, Brian Affleck, Meryl Streep. That's, well, I would imagine. Wanda Sykes, Chelsea Handler. I would think so. Michelle Wolf. Pharrell Williams, Quentin Tarantino. Damn, I like that. I did like that guy. So now this is like the piece of shit sellout list, like demonic minion list. Robert Downey Jr., you're now a piece of shit. Robert Downey Jr. Wow. So I got this from His Glory and Amanda Grace. I heard it on their show and I'm just repeating it. I have not fact checked this. I have not validated it. So there could be a lot of mistakes in this. I don't know. This is just what I'm hearing from Amanda Grace and His Glory on their show. Now, I said that before I read it. So you guys do the fact checking and check this out. It is not 100% concrete. You guys look into it. I got this from His Glory and Amanda Grace, so it could be wrong. So you guys check this out and move on. All right, Chief of Staff to Chief Justice John Roberts. Wow, Chief of Staff to Chief Justice John Roberts to resign September 30th. The longtime counselor to Chief Justice John Roberts announced on September 6th that he is leaving his post at the end of the month. Jeffrey P. Minier will retire as of September 30th after serving as Roberts' Chief of Staff since 2006. Minier previously worked for the U.S. Solicitor General's office, where he argued 56 cases before the Supreme Court, as Chief Justice Roberts is head of the federal judiciary, as well as presiding over presiding officer of the Supreme Court. Bed Bath & Beyond CFO falls to death days after company announces massive closures and layoffs. Gustavo Arnal, 52, Arnal, died by suicide. New York's medical examiner's office said he plunged from the luxury skyscraper where he lived in downtown Manhattan, authorities said. So I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of this as the economy. And this next article I'm labeling or I'm billing as crazy will find another way, because crazy always finds a way, because it's not guns that kill people. It's crazy. It's mental health. So if you're not using guns, you're going to use a vehicle, you're going to use a bat, or in this case, knives. So RCMP looking for suspects after 10 dead, 15 injured in stabbings in Saskatchewan. Canada's RCMP say 10 people have died and 15 people have been sent to hospitals after stabbings in multiple locations in Saskatchewan. I think that's how you say it. I don't know. They say they are looking for two suspects, Damian Sanderson, 31, and Miles Sanderson, 30, who are considered armed and dangerous. RCMP Assistant Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore said Sunday that the dead and injured were found in 13 locations on the James Smith Cree Nation and in the village of Weldon, northeast of Saskatoon. So let's just take away knives now, right? I've been knifed. I barely got away with my life. I don't know. I think knives are pretty dangerous. Nobody shot me. They knifed me. I almost died. So let's just take away all knives, folks. Eat with chopsticks. You got to start eating with chopsticks now. And then they start killing you with chopsticks. And then you have no chopsticks. It's people. That's it. Yeah. 6 feet of blood clots removed from high school football players' legs days before season starts. Gee, I wonder. I wonder what that could be from. A high school football player has had his athletic career in said sport cut short after doctors found and removed approximately 6 feet of blood clots from the teenager's legs. The cause of the blood shots are not known yet. Because they're so stupid. It's like a Sylvester Stallone movie. Hey, you know what I'm doing? You know me, I don't know you. You know, yeah, that's doctors now. That's my respect for doctors. I don't know about you. You know about me. You know what I'm trying to say? All right. Justin Bieber. Are you a believer? A believer? No, God. Suspends his world tour. Good. I hate that fucking guy. All right. Over physical and mental health issues. Justin Bieber is pulling the plug on his world tour, saying he has to make his health a priority. Bieber's tour, Justice World Tour. Oh, God. Has been rolling along since March, but there are still 70 shows left that will run until March 2023. And those are the shows that have been suspended. So sorry for any of you believers out there. Believer seems to be saying part of the reason for suspending it is physical and part is mental. Maybe part this, I don't know. His face is paralyzed. Oh, what a fucking dork. He said after recently performing in Brazil, after getting off the stage, the exhaustion overtook me and I realized that I need to make my health as a priority right now. You should have thought of that a while back. He went on saying, I'm going to take a break from touring for the time being. I'm going to be okay, but I need some time to rest and get better. Are you sure you're going to be okay? I don't think so. Oh, I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. How long am I going? I'm at 50 minutes. Holy shit. Oh, yeah, I appreciate all the prayers. I appreciate all the prayers. I know I come out a little raw out of the gate. I know. I'm rough around the edges. But do you really want to listen to people with a tie and suit tell you what you should be hearing? Never dropping the F-bomb like moi. I don't know. You're all adults. I'm an adult. I talk the way we adults talk. And if you have kids listening to me right now, why? Why? I don't know why you have kids listening to me. I put on there, no, it's not proper for kids. Border news, Border Patrol issues warning of extreme importance to illegal immigrants. So they're issuing warning to illegal immigrants. Basically, the U.S. Border Patrol issued a warning to illegal immigrants who are trying to enter the United States owing it to severe weather conditions. So they're letting them know ahead of time, like, hey, guys, be careful. Pack a raft. Pack an umbrella. Because of increasing rainfall, portions of the Rio Grande have become increasingly dangerous and resulted in several deaths in the past week, Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owen said in a statement to news outlets Saturday. So we got to let them know, hey, guys, pack a raft. Maybe an umbrella, bring some extra water. Well, there's a lot of rain, so I don't know. Waterproof, sleeping bags, whatever you can do, jackets. Be prepared. It's raining, okay? It's raining. So when you come in here illegally, be ready. Dress appropriately. This is a warning of extreme importance. The currents of the Rio Grande have become more dangerous due to recent and continuing rainfall, and more rain is forecasted for the coming week, he said. Despite these adverse conditions, U.S. Border Patrol Del Rio sector continues to encounter large groups of more than 100 and 200 people attempting to cross the Rio Grande daily. So bring more rafts. Bring more rafts. Dress appropriately. Bring raincoats. Okay, if you're going to be coming here, you got to be ready for these conditionings. So we're letting you know. We're letting you know. Fucking joke. It's like telling criminals that are going to break into your house. There's no food in the fridge. You might want to bring a pack of lunch. I changed the lock on the doors. There's bars on the windows now, but you can cut those. I left a saw outside that you can use to cut that with a metal cutting saw. Just come prepared. That's all we're asking. Just come prepared. Just come prepared. This world's fucked. I mean, Border Patrol agents caught illegal immigrants. Okay, listen to this. So some Border Patrol agents caught illegal immigrants, sex offenders, gang members murder in three days. U.S. Border Patrol agents caught 10 illegal immigrant sex offenders, 4 gang members, a murderer, as well as a slew of deadly drugs, according to the latest report from the Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz. Ortiz made the announcement on Twitter on September 6th, saying that the border agents have encountered 2,690 illegal immigrants, including 10 large groups in the last 3 days. Among them were 10 sex offenders, 4 gang members, and a murderer. Yeah. Okay. How many got across that you didn't catch? Oh, boy. The chief also said the border agents seized 100 fentanyl pills and 71 pounds of methamphetamine at the same time. Border agents made 91 rescues, Ortiz said. Fentanyl is everywhere. It's killing everybody. In what the fuck news, it's a doubleheader today, folks, in what the fuck news. Not like the whole broadcast isn't what the fuck news, but, you know. All right. Driver accused of dragging woman, 78 years old. What? out of a cab and running over a man who tried to help her. So a driver pulled a 78-year-old woman out of a cab, left her on the street, and hit a witness who tried to help her in an incident caught on camera, the New York City Police Department said. Officers responded to reports of an assault at around 3:30 p.m. Wednesday, according to the department. A preliminary investigation found that the woman had been in the back seat of an access ride cab, when she got into a dispute over the location where she was meant to be dropped off, police said. Access a ride is a transportation service for those with permanent or long-term disabilities. So they're supposed to be helping these people. The driver pulled her out of the vehicle by her leg and took her phone for a short period of time, police said. They said the driver then struck a 35-year-old man who was filming the incident and who tried to help the elderly women before driving away from the scene. Man, the world is losing its mind. It's just losing its mind. And the doubleheader is, deputy police chief allegedly tried to pay for sex. What's new about that? Well, he tried to pay for sex with a $180 pack of White Claws. Arr! I look at White Claws as like the trailer park of cougar, like cougar women drink, like all outside together, like, oh yeah, what's going on, Betty? Yeah, drinking the White Claw, drinking the White Claws. I think trailer park trash, cougars. That's what I think. Oh boy, deputy police chief allegedly tried to pay for sex with $180 worth of White Claw. Trailer park cougars. That's what I think drinks the White Claw. I don't know. So what do you guys think of today's show? I don't know. I come on here and I try to, like, you know, ad lib a little bit, go off the cuff. Fuck. I don't know. It's crazy. The world's getting crazy. And those two speeches that Biden gave and Trump gave should raise your antennas. Should raise your antennas a bit. And you should be thinking, gee, that was kind of fucking cryptic, both of them. That was kind of, I don't know, eerie, both of them. They're both, folks, they're both shots across the bow. Like, we're drawing the line in the sand. And we're drawing the line in the sand. That's how I see this. And I always say on every show, be peaceful. Be peaceful. Shit is about to get wonky. Be smart. Keep your head on your fucking shoulders. Be level-headed. You have to. They want civil unrest. Do not give it to them. Do not give it to them. There's bigger powers at play here that are making power moves. And not any one of you guys out there with your AK-47, you know, you're not going to do anything except cause more trouble. So sit your ass at home. Fighting is a last resort. It's always been a last resort. Folks, go to ninoscorner.tv. Go to Patriot Wear for some really cool gear. I got some awesome interviews coming up today. Like I said, I have Derek Johnson. I have the Ghost on there. I have Juan O'Savin. I'm going to try to put Juan O'Savin and Derek Johnson on a roundtable. I think that'll be pretty interesting, folks. I think that will be pretty interesting. But until then, folks, I will see you. I'll see you Friday. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. I'm coming to get all you motherfuckers. Later.